Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day. Immigrant rights advocates prepare for a Trump presidency. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. All public county offices, public health clinics, family resource centers, libraries, and animal shelters are closed today for Veterans Day. The county parks, campgrounds, and neighborhood day-use parks will be open. Essential services, including law enforcement and emergency animal control response, will be available through the holiday. All county offices will resume normal business hours tomorrow. For a list of events to celebrate the day, head to our website, kpbs.org. Experts from all over the world are coming to San Diego to discuss how design policies can enhance urban life. It's all part of the World Design Policy Conference happening tomorrow and Wednesday. There will be more than 70 speakers from all over the world, including innovators, educational leaders, and designers. Mei Nguyen is board chair of the World Design Capital and director of the Design Lab at UCSD. She says the conference is meant to improve collaboration between San Diego and Tijuana.
We have this border, that's this political border, this geopolitical border. And although it's meant to divide us and make it harder for us to cross, and that is by policy design from administrations, national administrations, what we're doing locally is trying to redesign that, trying to change that so that we can have more coordination, more cooperation, more economic integration despite the border.
The event will be held at the Research and Development District in downtown San Diego. Warmer temperatures are in store for most parts of the county through the middle of the week, but there's a slight chance of rain tonight. Temperatures in the inland areas will be in the mid-70s. In the deserts, temps will be in the mid-80s. And by the coast and in the mountains, in the 60s. The warmest day of the week is expected to be Wednesday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Long ago, when the public square was the only place to share news, events, and happenings, people were drawn to it. Living in community with others was the route to understanding each other and the world around us. The public square has changed dramatically, but our need to learn and understand one another hasn't.
This is Port of Entry,
the Parker Edison Project.
Listener-supported KPBS Cinema Junkie.
Thank you for listening to KPBS Podcast and for being part of our region's virtual public square, where you learn not only about the headlines of the day, but about culture, music, and the issues that are important to all of us. Help keep the virtual square alive and well. Support podcasts like the one you're listening to right now. Just go to kpbs.org, click the blue Give Now button, and make a donation. And thanks again.
As Donald Trump and millions of his supporters celebrated an election victory Wednesday, immigrant rights advocates were already mobilizing. Border reporter Gustavo Solis says they are preparing for what might be an unprecedented immigration crackdown.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo están?
You are listening to Adriana Jasso. She's an activist with the American Friends Service Committee. It's Thursday, and she's helping a woman who broke her ankle falling from the border wall.
¿Tiene mucho dolor? ¿Ya tomó pastillas?
As she tends to the wound, Hasso can't help but think about what lies ahead. Another 4 years of Donald Trump in the White House.
In a way, I don't think that's an understatement to say that people are feeling very, very, very concerned and very unsure.
On the campaign trail, Trump outlined a vision for an immigration crackdown that could be unprecedented in U.S. history. Now, he won't take office until January, but immigrant advocates are not waiting to mobilize. Here's Melissa Crow, Director of Litigation for the Center of Gender and Refugee Studies.
There's talk about, you know, ending access to asylum as we know it. There's talk about mass detention, mass roundups, deportations.
Crow says she began hearing from people all over the country Wednesday morning, just hours after Trump declared victory.
And I think it's those deep connections that are going to get us through the next 4 years.
Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
It's Veterans Day and commemorations are happening all over San Diego. That's no different at the San Diego LGBT Community Center. Military and Veterans Affairs reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
The San Diego Gay Men's and San Diego Women's Choruses deliver a stirring star-spangled banner. At the LGBT Center in Hillcrest, seven San Diego veterans are being added to the Wall of Honor, which recognizes the contributions of LGBTQ veterans in the community.
I thought it was a little strange at first because I really didn't think I really did anything to deserve it. So I am quite honored.
Robert Granite was drafted into the Army Reserves in 1969.
I went through a BA, two master's degrees, a PhD, hoping to keep out from going to Vietnam, still got drafted.
Although Granite tried to avoid the draft, he still ended up choosing to serve.
It was either that or check off that little square that I was a homosexual. And in those days, if you were going into business, one did not do that. I mean, I would not have a career.
Granite is one of seven veterans being added to the center's Wall of Honor. Each year, more are added by a committee. Most served at a time when being gay in the military could mean jail. Serving in such a discriminatory environment was a challenge Pele Crone says she was up for when she joined the Army in 1978. She was one of the first women in an integrated platoon at boot camp, and she refused to stay in the closet.
I'm just me, and I don't care who likes me or, you know, even if it means prison, even if it means my life, I'm not backing down from that. I'm not ashamed of who I am, and I just refuse to be quiet about it.
Crone says she was lucky her commanding officer supported her, and her sexuality isn't what pushed her out of the Army 2 years later.
Being gay and being out wasn't the issue. It was more just being a woman. I would have been a lifer. I would have retired. But because of all the harassment, it was really horrific.
We spoke to several LGBTQ veterans, and it's not unusual to hear of people serving just one tour, if even that. For decades, LGBTQ people were barred from military service. Don't Ask, Don't Tell took effect in 1994 and allowed them to serve, but only by staying closeted. In 2011, the ban was finally lifted. Randy Hedgecoke is a Marine veteran who says joining the service was one of the best days of her life. But after a year and a half, she was discharged due to what the Marines said was sexual perversion. Speaking from the lectern, she says recognition by the center restores honor, dignity, and respect to LGBTQ service members, which otherwise might be forgotten.
We found it necessary to hide ourselves. Leave no man behind. We were not only left behind, we were tossed out. Our service was not valued equal to any other military member. Left at the hands of those who hated us, it would all have been erased.
Crone says inclusion in the Wall of Honor is vindication after what she endured in uniform, battling discrimination and sexual harassment.
A lot of people tried to shame me and have tried to shame me throughout by telling me to shut my mouth, you know, you're causing trouble. You know, just let it be, just ignore it. So that's what the acknowledgement for me is about, is like, wow, I finally get recognized instead of being shamed.
Hedgecoke had her discharge upgraded last year. In September, the Pentagon proactively upgraded discharges for veterans forced out under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But service members discharged prior to 1994 must individually request such upgrades. Those discharge statuses are the subject of a federal lawsuit now working its way through the courts. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The San Diego Unified School Board announced the winners of its social media awareness contest at Mira Mesa High School on Friday. Reporter Melissa May tells us students are helping to spread the word on the mental health harms of social media through public service announcements.
There are seven winners, including Zyra Hidalgo. She's an eighth grader at the San Diego School of Creative and Performing Arts. She drew her PSA with the positive side of social media as a bright sky and the negative side as a stormy sky.
On this side, I wanted to show the negative effects of social media and how it can affect you negatively. I put discouraging statements like, you're not gonna succeed and you're not good enough and you're ugly. On this side, I wanted it to be the opposite of this. I wanted them to contrast. So I put encouraging statements like, you're beautiful and I can do it.
The contest is part of the school district's response to the U.S. Surgeon General's call for a warning label on social media platforms. This summer, Dr. Vivek Murthy wrote in an op-ed, the warning should say, quote, social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents. The district says the winning PSAs will be featured on social media, their weekly newsletter, and its website. Melissa May, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.